WXCO 98.9, Wausau's real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WXCO News, I'm Isabella Nieto. Wisconsin has long faced a shortage of oral health care professionals in rural areas. Wood County is among those facing a lack of care. Melissa Kay has more.
Chair of the Wood County Board of Supervisors, Lance Plimmel, says the county, along with community partners, are working to address the shortage of dental and other care in the area.
This area has basically been considered a dental desert. And, you know, we just know that when that care occurs, it eliminates a lot of other problems, not only in youth, but adults with heart problems, other, you know, cardiac issues. So it's a big issue.
The county plans to address these issues by investing American Rescue Plan Act funds into a federally qualified health center. This project will cost roughly $20 million.
The Federally Qualified Health Center, in partnership with these other people, is going to be about a 24,000 square foot facility. It'll employ roughly 50 plus high paying professionals. And it's going to handle everything from primary care to substance abuse to behavioral issues. But maybe the most impacted community will be in dental care.
The location is still undecided, but it may be built near the YMCA Boys and Girls Club. Plimmel says Senator Van Orden and Senator Baldwin have been instrumental in helping this project move forward.
Let's face it, in Madison and Washington, we don't have that cooperation always. But we've had tremendous cooperation, both sides of the aisle here. Those two working in tandem to bring this to the area because it was ascertained to be one of the greatest needs.
Funds have been pledged by community partners, and the county has allocated American Rescue Plan Act funds. Plimmel says they're waiting for the federal funds to arrive before breaking ground, but they plan to begin the project before the end of 2026.
Average gas prices fell 8.8 cents per gallon over the past week. The average across the state is $2.64 as of Monday. This is almost 11 cents per gallon lower than a month ago and 12.5 cents lower than this time last year. Officials at Gas Buddy say downward pressure on gas prices should continue in the weeks ahead. Refinery maintenance is nearing completion, and OPEC is increasing oil production in December. A few dozen gas stations across the country are already offering gas under $2 per gallon, and officials say that number could grow as the holiday season continues. This week marks the beginning of Shop Small Wisconsin season. For the fifth consecutive year, Governor Tony Evers designates now through December 31st a time to shop local and support Wisconsin's main streets and small businesses. According to the U.S. Small Business Administration, in 2025, small businesses comprised more than 99% of businesses in Wisconsin. They employ 1.2 million people in the state, nearly half of all Wisconsin workers. Two-thirds of every dollar you spend at a small business stays in the local community. Wisconsin is turning to a special three-judge system to handle two big court fights over the state's political maps. Each lawsuit will get its own three-judge panel, something lawmakers put into law more than 10 years ago but have never actually used. The panels will decide whether Wisconsin's congressional districts are too partisan or even unconstitutional. Their rulings could affect maps that now help give Republicans six of the state's eight seats in Congress. Any decision from the panels can still be appealed back to the state Supreme Court. The Wausau Board of Public Works is holding a public hearing on several projects set for next year. Tomorrow's meeting will address projects set for Stark Street from 5th Street to 12th Street, North 8th Avenue from Spruce Street to Bridge Street, 2nd Street from Forest Street to Division Street, and Division Street from 2nd Street East to the Dead End. The hearing begins at 4 p.m. in the City Council chambers at City Hall. A Marathon County Joint Committee meeting this week will walk through plans for the UW-Stevens Point at Wausau campus. A partnership announced in September will move the UWSP at Wausau campus to the North Central Technical College building, where both institutions will operate. The two institutions will combine some services, like student clubs and intramural sports. Student services, like academic advising, will remain separate, and UW-Stevens Point at Wausau will discontinue their competitive athletics programs. According to the meeting files, a plan that extends to next December will see walkthroughs of the campus and evaluating proposals from potential developers of the UWSP at Wausau facilities. UW will stop support for the facilities at the end of 2026. If you have a gallon of fat-free milk in the fridge, you might want to double-check the brand. Prairie Farms has recalled thousands of gallons of milk sold at Woodman's here in Wisconsin and in Illinois. The company says they may be contaminated with cleaning agents. They say about 320 gallons had been sold before they discovered the problem. It's the fat-free gallons of milk, which have the pink label and pink cap. There are specific codes printed on them, like the plant and the date and even a time. You can find all that information from the FDA. I'm Isabella Nieto for WXCO News.
The Wizards stun the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks losing to the worst team in basketball last night, 129-126 in Washington. This despite the fact that Giannis and Kevin Porter Jr. both played in the game, although Scoot, as they call him, had to exit with a back spasm after leading the team with 30 points.
Tying up on an offensive rebound, about 5 minutes left, and I tried to play through it a little bit, but then I tried again on an offensive rebound and just caught it.
Head coach Doc Rivers.
I didn't think we played right most of the night, personally. They had 18 more shots than us.
The Bucks have now lost 8 of their last 9. College hoops tonight, Marquette hosts Valparaiso. The Golden Eagles have lost 3 of their last 4. They're at 500 right now with 4 wins and 4 losses. NFL, the Packers getting ready to host the first place Chicago Bears on Sunday. The team confirming the defensive tackle Devontae Wyatt suffered a fractured ankle against Detroit, ending his season. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with a high in the low to mid-20s here this afternoon. Tonight, a little light snow possible, generally just a dusting. We're going to drop into the low to mid-teens. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and cold once again with a high in the low to mid-20s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Wausau News Roundup from WXCO. Find more news anytime at WXCO.fm. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.